Barry Tumin.
Good evening. The Shia's title really is Medicine and Halacha. Again, a lot of the Noisim of Medicine and Halacha are very much tailored on the Metzius. And again, I'd like to deviate perhaps from the general framework of the Shia and give practical halachas, but rather center on the discussion, halachic discussions. The discussion that's nogea to medicine is actually broader ranging, and nogea also there's a lot of overlap between cosmetics and also perfumes, soaps and shampoos, these type of things. Much of the discussion centers around some of the points. And if you look in different guides, some of them will tell you there's no problem at all. Some will tell you there's lists of which ones are okay, which ones are other things. Some of them will tell you it's better to but not intending to take sides, but just rather focus on some of the halachic points so we can understand what is the discussion, what is the tzad is yes, what is the tzad is no, what is the tzad is nay. Essentially, when we're discussing these things, normally there are three possible heterim. One of the terim, the first heter, might be brought up as a shayla of heter chatzi shir. Generally, we're talking about less than a shir. And normally, we know chatzi shir is asur min ha-Torah. The shaylas that are very sorous in the achronim, when do you say chatzi shir asur min ha-Torah, it has to be chatzi this tarufei? That hainu, only when it could come to an issa, or do you say chatzi shir? Even when not like that, and it might depend on the makor where we know chatzi shir from. So that's one discussion. Are we dealing with chatzi shir? Is there a makom lahokel or not? Sorry, as an achrin. Another subject that's no give to a lot of these things is shayis nifsal machilas kelef. Michael issa, which is not novela sheino rule ge, ainu kui novela. So something which is nisal nishin roi lachilas shayis lachilas kelef. It's not called, there's no issa. So, most of these things are talking about cosmetics, medications, perfumes, etc. All these things are not roi lachilas kelef. They're nisa legamri. They're not shati. Them is pokum minayim shem issa. Can we rely on that? Is there a problem? Can't rely on that. Is there a problem of achshavei? There's a musuk the post can bring down based on a rosh that you take a piece of chomutz and you burn it chorchoi ad she'ina yroi achidas kelev. Rosh says it's also to eat it because of achshavei. The fact that you go and eat it is achshavei. You've given it a chashivus, made it a chashivus of roi achida. Therefore, it's also pashas only to rabbanon. So when can you rely on the fact that it's achidas kelev? No, we'll come to that in a minute. And then there's a shayla of we're talking about shampoos and other things as well. Yeah. And then there's a third heter shleiki derech achila. The teruch achila shleiki derech achila is also with rabbanon. Normally something which is also achila, also vano. If you eat it shleiki derech achila, there's an issa drabbanon. Or the teruch achila they will matter it. So again, is it shayach to say on these things, like Derech Achila, we spoke about it a bit in the last year, something which you eat, is it shayach to say that it's like Derech Achila or not? A medication, is it shayach to say it's like Derech Achila? Rav Shlomo Zalman, we mentioned last time, there's a machlokes, Noida Bihuda and Teres Chaim. If you take something which is not Derech Achila and you eat it, you boilea it, you take something and you boilea it. No, sorry. Actually, so step back. As machlekes noyd yudan teres chaim, whether you take something which is osu v'achila and you belea it, you swallow it whole without chewing it, is that called shleiki derech achila or not? Which you matter v'achila or not? The teres chaim holds belia leisa. You swallow something without chewing it. Does it shleiki derech achila? This is achila b'chal. Therefore, it should be matter v'achila. The noyd yudan argues very stark. And he is matter the debate teres chaim and journeys as though he's ungenomen. The Teres Chaim is the Chiddush. The halacha hamakubal is like the Noida Bihuda, that swallowing something is not hetzer k'derech achila. Comes from Rav Zalman, and Rav Zalman holds sora zeishdak, and he says the ganz machlokes Noida Bihuda mit Teres Chaim. That's when you take something which is roi l'achila be'etzem it's an eichel, and then you swallow it. Have you done shleiki derech achila on the eichel or not? But if you take something which is bichlal nishkan eichel, you take a stone, you take a piece of wood, and then you go and swallow that, this is kan eichel, and you did a bli on that, A pill is like a piece of, like a stone. Piece of wood. It's not something you can eat. I'm not talking about a lozenge, I'm not talking about.
The pill is to swallow it.
Yeah, you're swallowing it. That's not achila. You swallow a pill, that's not achila, bichal. Yeah, it's not a food, it's not achila. You swallow, that's like you have to take medication, that's an ingestion of the pill. It's not a. God, you have to do it through your mouth. So that's how you do it. No, it's not the achila, that's what you're saying. No, it's not achila. You can't call swallowing something which is not a food achila. If you would have to swallow a certain stone, it's healthy for you. Because chalk is good for the stomach. So you have to swallow the piece of chalk. Yeah? So that's not called achila, it's not an eichel b'chal. You swallow the stone. It's something which is an eichel, and you swallow it, then you can, lodon, is that called eating the food or not? But something which is not a food at all, so you've taken it and put it into your body, it's not called achila at all. It's not royal achila, but it's not royal achila, you can't eat it normally. So therefore, when you swallow it, avada the seish is kind of achila. That's what Shem is on the health. Avada, you have to, we're talking about medications, it's a very important point. That we're talking about medications which are not royal achila. When it comes to much shreya shailas, are those medications which are liquids, which are sweet, which are pleasant tasting, which are not nifkam, which are royal achila, and therefore that's a much shreya shailas, a separate passion itself. So,
that
wouldn't be called Shek Derech Achila according to Nevi Huda. Swallowing a piece of chometz is not called Shek Derech Achila. Swallowing a food, which is a food, be'etzem, which can be eaten, and you swallow it, it hasn't got the hetzer. The whole hetzer, according to Roshem Zaman says, is only something which is not food, and then you swallow it, then everyone will agree that's called Shek Derech Achila. Then when it comes to shampoos, the separate shayla sicha kishtia. Sicha kishtia is a muscle which we find, the Gemara brings in Yuma, the Gemara learns out, there's an iso sicha yom kippah, because sicha kishtia, the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, there's a din of sicha kishtia. In the same way that it's also to eat, and it's also to do sicha, to rub, anoint oil on someone's body, on one's body, in a way that's going to be absorbed into the body, that's sicha. It's also Yom Kippur as halacha sicha kishtia. Do we say the halacha sicha kishtia by shayis as well? You got a piece of something which is also chayla fat, which is also to eat. Are you allowed to rub that in your body? Rather smell into your skin. Do we say sicha kishtia shayis or not? Machlekes in the Rishonim. Rabbein Mutam says the principle of sicha kishtia, which the Gemara says, is only negev for Yom Kippur. It's not negev to shayis because you can take a piece of chayla, gesund to height, smear it on your body, no problem at all. What's the halacha l'maisa? Halacha l'maisa, a big machlokes in the achrenim. Taz, shach, they all bring achrenim, hold light them, yes, no. L'maisa, it's a machlokes in Yehudea, machlokes in Esav HaHetzah. What's the halacha sicha kishtia b'shai surim? Do you pass the night with your time as muta or not? Or l'maisa in Hilchos Shabbos. In the Hilchos Rechitza b'Shabbos, Siman Shin Chof Vov. There's a Ramo. The Ma'an says, the gibel k'lach yad. Show you that's a shaila whether you're doing a gibel. Also, lichot yodov b'melach. Talking about it's the problem of noilad here. You're taking something and a solid and you're dissolving into a liquid. It's a problem of noilad b'yodayim on Shabbos. It's also lichot yodov b'melach. Kol shekin b'boyris shekirin zayif b'loshen Ashkenaz. It's a problem to wash on Shabbos using soap, boiris, shekoyin zayif, or b'shach chaylev, shenimuach ha-yodov, it gets dissolved as you use it, v'hav ha-noyad, becomes a problem of this for ha-noyad. So the Bir HaLocha, often not there, Mishnah Berurah in the Bir HaLocha there says, I am the Bir Hagro. Shedatoi, Kedas, Harbe Migdela of Hoskim, the Afbechoil also. Afbechoil also. Why? This halacha is halacha nechel Shabbos. You're not allowed to use chaylev, which dissolves, it's broken down into a liquid after noilad, says the Bir Halacha. Look in the Bir Hagro, this halacha, you'll see that he holds, it's not a halacha no yet to Shabbos, b'chayl is also. The Sikha, Kishtia, Sikha, Kishtia, v'akaponim b'drabonim also. U'deloik, Rabbeinu Tam, Siyat HaShetiru, v'delegami. Mihu, concludes the halacha. Mina ka'olam nichos b'yis shalonu hanasim echilev. V'rak eizem medatikim zihirim boze. Mimotzui lahasik b'yis shenasim lo'im echilev. V'vali nochen locha shudasim achim boze. Says the halacha. Mina ka'olam is eizem medatikim on makpid, but generally it's accepted that b'chol we use b'yis. No, don't say chilev. B'yis shalonu hanasim echilev. I'm going to point out what the difference is in a minute. Says the minhag olam is that we use treif soap. That's the minhag olam. If you can get one with which is not made out of chilev, even better. So it's a machlokes. Big machlokes. Now, how you pass can the mishnah the bi'alocha brings down the go was held it was also, but it brings the minhag olam was not like that, and therefore. If you can get, you should get. Now, to take this machlokes a stage further, is da noch a machlokes. Those poiskim who hold as sicha kishti is osa v'shari suin, what will they hold when it's nisal, when it's nifgam? The issa is nifgam. Is that Issa of Sikh Kishtiya only when something which is Ben, which is not Nifkam, then it's Issa Sikh Kishtiya. But if you go and you take it and you pogim it, then to go and see that Sikh Kishtiya, we don't go as a right or not. Is there a machlokes on that? Others say, the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say, Avada, everyone will be moida, that even if you hold, not like any time, you want to be machme, that's only when it's regular Issa. But if it's Nifkam, then no, then everyone will be masking. Then everyone will be masking, that will be mutter. So come along. So other people, so certain people also, you got a heter, shampoo, soaps, Pesach. It's not a nifka machias, it's nothing. So what do you want to come? You want to come and ask her? Sire Kishtia. Sire Kishtia? Now, first of all the minute going to me is you don't even hold Sire Kishtia. And even if you want to be machme, good, that's only by something which is on this side. Something which is on this side, you don't have to be machme. One minute, we'll come to that. So the Bible talks about Sikh Kishtiya, which is even something which is not called the Pesach, which is not, it's not regular, it's Achila. Then, Lamaisa, I saw Rafael has got an article in one of the old commentators where he tells Boris, which the Bi'ah Lach is talking about, which the Nekuzah Kes is talking about, was also, there's rise in the Poskim that soap, even if it was Man Nehem, was called Pogum. The boys was nifkam. This is arising. Here it is arising. Boys was more pogum. And after became the bi'alach doesn't make any distinction between boys and chilev. It says boys shalon anas mechilev. We're not makbid. We use it. Vaisois we hold like Rabbi Nitzam. The minig is we hold the armak. That's not like that. But Israel is from boys. We use boys. If you hold that something which is nisal, if you hold like the Aruch HaShulchan, that something which is nisal is not shayach, this machlokes is avada is mutter, so you haven't got a raya from the minhag olam we hold like. And why does the Bi'ah Halacha finish off in Nochin Lahachmin if you can get boys which is not made of chelev? Vaisois, the Bi'ah Halacha holds, even if you take it and you're pogim it and it's not roy for anything, that's still applicable, still shayach to the machlokes of Sikha Kishtiya. I don't know how much like the Matian want to say, and they want to argue as follows. What is Sicha? What's the title of the word Sicha? Sicha of the Gemara, Sicha of Chazal, you take Shemen, and it's Nivla in the Guf. Yeah? Something which gets absorbed into the body, that's called Sicha. As that which is your Reichitz, you take it and you use it to clean the dirt off the body, that's not called Sicha. That's not something which, that's not the point of Sicha. The whole point of Sicha is Nivla Beguffa, that's what the apostle we learn out from. It's again, you could argue that, but again, you see, the Mishnah Berurah is learning that the soap is shayach to the discussion of Sikha Kishtiya. So, again, so the Matthew wanted to say, let's say shampoos. We'll start off with shampoos we're talking about. Matthew wanted to argue and say, first of all, Sikha Kishtiya is machlek to shay suin. Number two, even if it is shay suin, when it's nifgam, the minhag olam is number one is the minhag olam is that we hold it's not noig b'shayis suim. Number two is nifkam, and number three, even when Tommy is to be machme over here, is not even sicha. You can't even call this sicha. The tzatzim machme is the ma'aseh. You see that the Bi'ah Halacha didn't hold all these arguments.
If it's after that,
what?
It's a wheat smell. smelling shampoo.
Smelling. If you have hanoah from the smell, then one minute. That's not to us here, Gishtira. Again, to hanoah. I'll come to that one second. The third argument is nogeh to creams. Because the cream is taka something which are anointment, which are oil, which you put on your body, and you rub it into your skin, and it gets skin and it gets absorbed into the skin. That's the whole idea of it. So that is zikr called a sikha. So now, there the third argument falls away. But the mice, practically speaking, it's not really very nogeh, because no creams have comets ingredients. Our Avino, I think, has one with oatmeal is a comets ingredient. But Kamat, as far as I know, the creams aren't really much of a discussion when it comes to comets ingredients. But the Shari, as mentioned before, with comets on Pesach, aside from the discussion of Sicha Kishtia, besides for the fact that every Issa which is also to eat is an Issa Sicha Kishtia, here there may be a problem of Issa Hano. Now, there's a discussion. Something which is nisal b'achilas kelev, is it mutar b'hano or not? Is it pashas should be mutar b'achila? We said there's a problem of achshavi. Something which is nisal b'achilas kelev, is pashas is not isa, it's not mutar. But we said there's a rosh that if you eat it, you go and you machshav it. That shows you give it the chashivos, and therefore it's also at least midrabonon to eat it. Now there's a shaila. If I say there's a musik of achshavei and can also rabbonon, something which is nisam achilas kelev, and I do sikhu with it, and that's the derech to do sikhu with it, do I say achshavei on that as well or not? Again, there's an argument with kotze likotze. Now those that say avada something which is nisam achilas kelev is ice chomets, you go and eat it, you got a problem. Yeah, oh, but this is nishkan chomets. It's nisam achilas kelev. This is gonished. Yeah, so to go and do sicha with it, mehecha teisa da da musik of achshavei. It's not roi lachila. Nothing you can do it. Only thing you can do is a sicha. That's gonish. Other pasuk say no. The hefach. If you hold sicha as kishtia, so that is the way of eating. That is like achila. But the whole problem is something which is not roi lachila, and you want to eat it. That's not roi lachila. You want to eat it. Is oh, it's nisam achila as kelef. I want to go and I want to eat it. But this thing, which is roi for sicha, it's roi for its purpose. And if I hold there's a problem here, so I've added the fact that nisam achila as kelef is not going to help me. In addition, there's a sort of Mogen Avraham, which the poskim grapple with how to understand the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham talks about tobacco which has been soaked in beer. And the problem of chometz, the Mogen Avraham asks it. And so the poskim grapple with it. Why is there an issa of, why is there a problem of chometz here? Tobacco is not roi lachilas kelev. In fact, it's got chometz in which is not roi lachilas kelev. Why does the Mogen Avraham find a problem of using tobacco, which is not really like Nechaz Kelev, and Pasha Shvimot Bano. And that is a machlok in the poskim, which may be relevant again to this discussion on medications, cosmetics, shampoos, why? Because the base mayor wants to say that the Mogen Avraham didn't ask for tobacco, or smoking tobacco, he asked for the nagiyas. When you actually smoke this, inhale this smoke, and it goes right into you, so that is like eating it, and therefore the Chumot de Pesach, he was machmed to treat that as an achilo. But the other poskim say is a swara of the Maram Shik, Sholem Eishiv. Again, it's a shayla whether we hold these swaras or not. Everything is a mockup for discussion. The Sholem Eishiv Maram Shik says a swara azoi. He says if you got a piece of chometz which is nisam achilas kelev, it's not chometz anymore, so you can have a noah from it. But what happens if I have a piece of chometz and I use it in a way which renders it unfit achilas kelev? So he says, you take it and you put it into something which you have a purpose and design putting into that. And the chometz serves a purpose, but the purpose that it's serving it is now is in a role where it's not really achilas kelev. Says the Maram Shik, so essentially you're having a hanoah from the chometz. How do I have a hanoah from chometz? I have a hanoah from chometz by putting it into this mixture, making it not really achilas kelev, and then going ahead and using it. So when you go and put it into something, and that's the way that you have a hanoah from it, the fact that it's not really achilas kelev is having a hanoah from chometz. So therefore, where it's done by design and the way you have an art from it, it's put in as an ingredient, it's put in with a purpose. And the purpose is achieved b'mikre through rendering it unfit as kelev. So then that's a problem. But again, others argue and say, we don't want that. It's a shreya, that would apply to cosmetics, for example. Cosmetics is not really like kelev. But you put it in there for a purpose. If you put in chametz, you use it for a purpose. If they're serving their purpose, and that's how they serve their purpose, according to Ram Shiel, we also know. We have cases in Shulchan Aruch which are pashas not like that. So if you take beer, you take ink, which has also got beer mixed into it, shei is mutter b'hano. Yeah. It's not even a problem if you eat it inadvertently, then there's no achshuvah. If it's done inadvertently, it's not a problem. Why? Because it's not roi lachias kelet, it's no isahano. You mixed it in on purpose for your design and thereby rendered it achshuvah lachias kelet, by says it's mutter. So again, in summary, we've got arguments to say that various haterim here. The haterim of possibly pachas v'kishir is the shreyas eto. Nisla mechidas kelev is a heto bahano, and you're going to have to deal with achshuvei. Is there a shayla of achshuvei or not? By eating it, it's a problem of achshuvei. When you put it in by design, does the nisla mechidas kelev help you when there's an isahano? There's a shayla shalekhi derech achila. Which apply to medication wouldn't apply to cosmetics or to shampoos or perfumes. Then there's a shayla sicha kishtiya, in which there's a machlekes of poskim which applies to shayla surin. There's a machlekes whether you can be matted further when it's nifsal, and there's a shayla whether you can call this is not sicha. The Mishnah Brura Maisa says it's nochin if you can to have bayris, which is not made of chayla. So there are some people take the position. There's enough. The ikishin is the halacha, and all these shailas are mahukhal heta. The minigainim wants to use tray for soap. There's enough soros to say shleiki derech achila, etc., to be mati medication. Again, we're not talking about sweet tasting or pleasant tasting medication. And the others of the Oishim say, no, listen, there's all these things are machlekas, there's stodim lahachme, and therefore, avada, you should nochon lahachme if you can, and therefore, that seems to be the generally accepted approach by many. Yeah.